This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Colorado will get more than $30 million as part of a multi-state legal settlement with the e-cigarette manufacturer Juul. An investigation found the company's marketing targeted young people and misrepresented the health risks of its products. Mary Burt is a regional health connector and a mother of a former teen vapor in Gunnison.
I think just like any of those big tobacco companies, they got caught. They're trying to get away with sleazy business marketing practices to young children.
Five other states and the District of Columbia are part of the settlement. Mike Johnston, a candidate for Denver mayor, got a boost today from a former mayor, CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
Federico Pena, who led Denver in the 80s, says he met with both runoff candidates, Johnston and former chamber CEO Kelly Bruff. Johnston, he says, has vision.
Mike Johnson believes that Denver can be the best city in America. And I believe in him.
Pena says there are similarities today to his challenges as mayor, such as high crime and an empty downtown. Johnston argues those problems can be solved, as they were in the 80s.
For me, I am incredibly honored to be able to stand next to a person in whose footsteps I've tried to follow for much of my career.
Ballots go out in about a month. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
And you're listening to CPR News. More news is at cpr.org.